Thursday morning at 9:30 means I get to spend a little bit of time talking with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, good day to sell a car.
It sure is. Yeah. It really is a beautiful day today. There's no doubt about that, is it?
It is. It's all out there, and if you don't like this weather, just wait. It'll get better.
It's even better tomorrow, I think. Yeah. But this is pretty nice for me. Man.
Just in time to lose an hour of sleep this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm looking forward to that. You know, truthfully, I love it when the sun comes up early. I'm an early riser, and I saw it this morning at the end of my run. And I could see it coming up, and I was thinking, oh, no, they're going to change that next week.
Yeah, well, you know, that's okay. Eventually, the sun will be back at that same time in the morning or earlier.
I know a lot of people don't get up as early as I do, so some of them like to have that extra hour in the evening.
It all depends on when you want to spend that time, you know?
Yep, no doubt about it. But it is going to come. I can't change it.
Yeah, well, now, are the cars getting smart enough that they will make that daylight savings
time? Oh, yeah, some do. Some do. But if your car won't do it, as always, you can bring it in, and we'll help you change your clock. Just pull on one of our service drives, and we'll be happy to set the clock for you. If it doesn't update, I mean, you have to have it set to go through your GPS to the world clock. Mm-hmm. It should update then when you cross time zones, when you have daylight savings time, stuff like that. It should work. You know, these are electronic things, and so sometimes they don't work quite right. But
And sometimes operating systems need to be updated, and I know Ford has a site, and I'm sure that Toyota and other manufacturers do, where I can put my USB drive in my computer and download the update and then stick it in my car, and then the operating system is updated,
And these days, too, a lot of it's coming right to the vehicle. You don't have to even do it through the USB drive. I mean, Ford has, and Toyota both have technology now where the cars are talking to their internal modems to the manufacturer. You're going to be able pretty soon to know, we may even have diagnostics where you will know when your check engine light comes on as your service facility. If you've selected as your place, we'll know when you need maintenance. We'll know if you have a particular type of a problem with the vehicle. If it's missing, for instance, on one of your cylinders, we could probably know that before you do even. The car knows. Yeah. And if the electronic system picks it up, I mean, that's what the manufacturers want to do. And, you know, I think you think about it with all this technology in the cars, that's a great, really helpful part of that. And we'll be on top of maintaining, keeping your car going longer. And that's important to us. That's why we do the 995 oil change and stuff, is make it easy for you to do your maintenance and get the most out of your car through your ownership of that.
I only run the vehicle health report about every 5,000 miles because State Farm gives me a discount if I do. And so, it works out that way.
I mean, that's what it shows. It's not just, it really is good. I mean, stuff like rotating your tires every 5,000 miles, checking the vehicle health report, knowing that your car is really right. Those are things that are going to add life to your car and help you avoid unnecessary expense. Maintenance is really about that. It's like unlike personal health. You got to maintain, stay in shape, eat well, do all that. You're going to live longer.
That's a good idea. So we're going for a checkup. Make it part of your 995 oil change.
That's right. Yeah. And that's going great this week. We've been very busy the last couple of weeks with the weather getting better. But we still have capacity right now. I looked at both shops as I was coming through, and you can drop in right now in either shop, or you can set an appointment online, and we'll be happy to take care of you that way. Trying to really be flexible and accommodate our services to you guys.
Well, and that's part of what it's all about. This started out as a vehicle service program, and we still talk about service as on a regular basis, but we've expanded it to new cars and used cars and details and truck ranches and all
That's
kinds
right.
of other things.
Yeah, I mean, you brought that up, the back at the service, back to Rusty Bunn. I brought another associate. Rusty was ours. Our Roxanne Moore is here with us today. Hi, Roxanne. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, Brad. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, of course. It's a pleasure.
So the show, just to back to that real briefly before I bring Roxanne again, but Rusty did start this with a Call the Mechanic show. Those of you who are listening and remember that, used to call in and talk to Rusty about your car problems or maintenance, anything. And the show's evolved a lot since then.
Yeah, I'm still on Facebook with Rusty. He's doing
good. Yeah, Rusty's a good guy. And it was good to remember him today. I was thinking Roxanne and I were talking about Rusty on our way over here. So, but Roxanne's one of our client care consultant. She works in selling cars at Dungis Toyota. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought she'd be a great person to come in and just kind of, you know, talk to us about Toyotas.
Sure.
And, you know, remind people that we're here out there taking care of them, that we have great people at Dungis, and Roxanne's one of them. So.
Well,
and to integrate the two subjects, Toyota comes with 2 years of Toyota care, right?
Yeah. Yep, brand new Toyotas, you get 2 years of free maintenance.
That's a great deal right there. That again, reduces the cost of owning a vehicle.
Oh, yes, it really does. Gosh, people, when they come in, they buy their new Toyota, and I tell them about the 2 years free maintenance. They're like, you're kidding me. No, it's real. You get 2 years free maintenance, and they're just like, well, that's worth buying the car right there.
And most of those come with synthetic oil, which is more expensive than the 995 mm-hmm. program that we have. That's for the semi-synthetic oil that most older cars will use. A lot of the new ones are using synthetic, so that adds a lot of value to the Toyota care for sure.
Yeah.
We have a great price on synthetics and diesel oil changes also, but we focus on that 995. It's one of our slogans, obviously, home of the 995 oil change. because we know it separates us from anybody else. There's there's nobody else doing that for all their customers. So some of the dealers in the market might do it for certain brands or for some of their customers, but we do it for everybody. That's up to 5 quarts of oil. If it takes a few quarts extra, some vehicles do. There's an additional charge, just a couple dollars. Mm-hmm. There's taxes and the disposal fee on top of that. Usually, you're going to get out of there for under $15, which is an awesome deal.
That's right.
I mean, most stores or anywhere you go in the market, you're going to pay probably almost 30 or 35 to get an oil change. And, you know, so we do that because we have the volume. We can buy our oil in bulk. We do probably as many as up to a couple hundred oil changes a day. When you think about it, that's a whole lot. So we have the capacity. Sometimes when we get really busy, it can be busy, mm-hmm. but that's a good thing.
Well, and then that's a good thing. But again, you can set an appointment. I want to come in. Can I come in at 9:30 or 10:30 or 2:15 or whatever?
Yep.
And you're going to make that. That's my time to come in.
That's right. And that starts the process. You know, it's still, you know, people a lot of times, I think, expect oil changes to happen so quickly. But we got to write you up. We do want to do a complete inspection on the vehicle. With our oil changes, not just getting the oil in and out as fast as we can and getting you down the road. We're going to top off all the fluids. We're going to check all the important systems on your vehicle. If we rotate your tires, we'll measure your brakes. We'll do the complete brake inspection. We're going to give you a report on your vehicle that you can keep. And so, you know, as you're maintaining your vehicle, you can anticipate if you're going to need some of these maintenance things that go beyond an oil change. Mm-hmm. You know, we might need brakes next time, or your tires are wearing unevenly, these kinds of things. It's so critical, not just to focus on getting that oil change done so quickly, but to get it done right. And so typically an oil change for us, once we'll get almost all of them done within an hour from the time we start the process of writing it up. If we have a big backup, it might take longer, but normally if we're backed up, there might be 20 or 25 people ahead of you. You can call and ask Tina, who's on the phone every day. If there is a wait, she'll be happy to direct you to the store that has maybe less of a backup. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people don't realize you really can use both of our service drives. They're pretty much interchangeable. I know people are loyal to their brand, but it's done just either store you go to, and it's going to have the same price, a lot of the same stuff. You know, the Toyota oil and the Ford oil are pretty much the same.
Pretty comparable as far as the specifications and that sort of thing.
So, I mean, we have specialists in each store that do our factory-trained technicians. They obviously... some are factory trained on both sides, but most of our guys are pretty much one brand specific. But you know, those maintenance guys, really, we change oil on all makes and models. We have all kinds of customers with other brands and new cars, older cars. We see them all, but that's what we're doing, right? We want them to come in and take advantage of the 995 oil change and all our other great deals, because you know, we are a big tire dealer too. We'll meet or beat anybody's price on tires. We do that on brakes, batteries. You know, we are a really a maintenance focused dealer. We know that's what you need more often. You know, you're only going to buy a car every few years at the most, and that really is where we, I think, separate ourselves.
You could set up that lease every 2 years, though, right?
You could, yeah. You can set up the lease every 2 or 3 years. Yeah. There's great leasing deals right now. Some on Toyotas, too, aren't there, Roxanne?
Yeah, there's actually a pretty good leasing deal for select Toyota Highlanders. You can get an LE for just $299 a month for 36 months.
Wow.
Only $3,000 down.
Wow, that's incredible. A really low payment on a Highlander, which I will tell you, that has been the best-selling Toyota in the state of Oklahoma the last 2 months.
Wow.
That's unheard of for
a Highlander. Well, with reason. I mean, they're amazing vehicles.
Yeah.
They're perfect for families and road trips, and they're amazing.
And it is a third row setup. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's really driving the Highlanders.
A lot of it probably would be right there, is that third row, extra cargo space for people or stuff.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing, is this is, some people are now with price of oil being pretty low and gas being kind of stable.
We like to take road trips.
Yes. We're a big vehicle, and big vehicles are more fuel efficient than they ever were before. Right. So, not that Highlander is a big vehicle necessarily, but compared to a small vehicle, it is. And, in Toyota, you've got all these great choices in that kind of vehicle. Ford, too, for a matter of fact. But, you've got lots of SUVs and Toyotas. What are the differences? You've got the Highlander, you've got the
Sequoia,
you've got the Land Cruiser, 4Runner, CHR, RAV4. Ford, you'd have the we've now got EcoSport.
Right,
we sold one of those. My uncle bought the first one.
I think it should go to this first. I think it's appropriate.
<They're great. laughs>
But we got another one in. We got EcoSport, Escape, Explorer, Edge. I skipped it. It's the two-row one, and Explorer's the three-row one on the Ford side, another great vehicle to look at. Mm. And that's a neat thing of it done just, too. You can look at Fords and Toyotas both, right? I mean, Roxanne will be happy to show you and help you compare the Highlander and the Explorer.
Definitely.
Which you can't do everywhere.
No. Mm-hmm. And side by side, if you chose to, A, B, test drive, take both of them out, drive the same route, see which one you like the ride, the handling a little better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's a personal taste thing.
Yeah. It is a personal taste thing. And at Dunges, whether you're working with a consultant at Toyota or Ford, we're just there to help you get the one that's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to do everything we can to make sure that you're happy with it. And at the end of the day, you have what you want.
And I think that's important because I know we've said on this program frequently, other than your home, for most people, your car is your major investment.
Yeah. That's right. It's a big deal. We know that. And, and we want you to be comfortable with the process. I mean, people like Roxanne are really, that's their role, is to help you buy a car, not to sell you a car, make you comfortable through the process, to get you a great deal. I've said it on the show before, these days, the price is the easiest thing. There's really not much to it. There's so much information out there. Every dealer's got internet pricing. You can do all the research you need to and figure out what you think something's worth. The reality is, that's easy. The hardest part is figuring out which car you want hundreds of vehicles available. And we'd mentioned all those SUVs just on our lot, and there's many, many more if you looked at all the other manufacturers.
Exactly.
There really are. If you're looking, just stay within the Toyota line, though. I mean, I can remember, it used to be when my folks would go to buy a car, it was kind of, okay, they really didn't want the really large or the really small, so it was kind of a this or that, or maybe there was a third choice, and that was it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And to get the information, you had to go to the dealer, right?
Yeah.
So kind of this whole thing's turned around now,
because
frankly, you've got as much or more information than we have in some ways. And, our guy, so what we focus on is the information that's most important to you. And, Roxanne hadn't been selling cars that long, but you know a lot about Toyotas, and you can really help someone understand what they're getting, help them set up the car so it operates for you.
I mean, one of the biggest things with this with selling cars is you just got to listen to the customer and find out what it is that they need. A lot of times people come in, they say, well, I need this and this and this, but I don't know what kind of vehicle is going to get me that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it's listening and knowing the product so that you can find out what's going to suit them the best.
And I think you had a key word there when you said listen, because sometimes we'll walk in and we'll mention a specific model, but then we'll also say some trait, and you say, well, if you like that trait, you also have a choice on A or B, whatever, you know. So you're still giving them a choice not only on what they say they walked in for, but sometimes they'll find something they like better because you're there to help guide the process.
Exactly, and that's what we're there for. We just want to make sure you get what you need and what's going to be best for you.
Yeah, and I think that's important to people realize that unlike the traditional view of selling you a car, and then where theoretically the salesman may have actually had a model in mind for you before you walked in.
You know, in the old days, most salesmen were paid on straight commission.
Yeah.
You know, and truthfully, that would have incentivized them to sell you something that maybe was more expensive or that there might be more profit in. You know, today Roxanne's not paid that way. She's paid to help you, to care about you, and to take care of your buying the car. It doesn't matter what car you buy. It doesn't matter how much we make. She's going to make the same thing. And I think that's important. I want her to not be skewed by our desire to make profit. Obviously, we need to make a profit in order to stay in business. But it's so important that Roxanne be there and all our salesmen there just to help you through the process and guide you. That's really what's most important.
Yeah, and that way, I think at the end of the day, you walk away feeling like you had a good day.
Yes, actually, we do.
That's really important, too, because I want all our people to be happy with what we do and to feel really good about it, our customers alike. And, you know, we're seeing this work. I was looking online today at the last two reviews we got, and they're outstanding, talking about how great we were and the speed and how easy we made it to find the car they wanted and get the deal they needed. And, you know, that's just really heartening to me. That is why I do it, and, you know, and what we were after, you know, all these years of selling cars. You know, it is really important that we do it right after almost 80 years here in Bartlesville. We're still doing the same thing and taking care of people and building relationships, and that's who we are.
Well, so and certainly when this program, you know, was started, even in the inception, we were, talking service, but it was still part of that Dungis legacy that your grandfather started, too.
That's right. And, you know, that goes way back, too, because I told Roxanne on the way over here, and it's a story I tell all the time about my grandfather and his brothers playing basketball for a Ford dealer in Tonkawa, Oklahoma. After their father, who was a Methodist minister, had passed away, they needed to get jobs when they were in high school and went to work there at the Ford dealership. When they graduated from Oklahoma City University, my grandfather and his brother ended up owning that Ford dealership with the help of the previous owner. When I came to Bartlesville, that fellow's son was working for the store here. And, you know, so these generations of, of opportunity, you know, whether it's someone like Roxanne or my grandfather, all the people at the store, you know, this is what it's all about. And, you know, going back to the baseball sponsorship that first year, and, you know, that, if you think about it, that's like what he did, how he got involved. And, you know, not that we can hire everybody that goes through the Washington County Livestock Show or the Boys and Girls Club or the baseball team or now the Premier Girls Fast Pitch, which is coming to Bartlesville this spring.
Great.
And we're going to be helping promote their new thing. This is a special new program that's never been in Oklahoma before. It's a very elite softball league.
Okay.
And they're going to have four tournaments this spring and hopefully a select tournament next fall. I'm going to bring some people on from the league here pretty soon.
Great.
Because I want to help promote it. You know, we've been supporting baseball now for a long time.
Sure.
And we certainly don't want to leave the girls out.
How sexist of you. I know you're not really.
No, I'm not. We really want to be intentional about that too. I mean, we do hire for diversity. I think it's really important. People like Roxanne bring a great, a different, and great feeling.
Well, not everybody connects with somebody the same way, and you need a lot of people that can connect different ways with different people.
And we want to reflect the community, right? I mean, we are the community. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's important that we be there and be like the community, and if you come into Dungis, I think that's kind of what you see. Most of our people we're real people, and we are. I mean, you see in some of our advertising, that's what we focus on, is just being real people from the community, there to serve you. We go back to our homes, our kids go to school with your kids, our lives are intertwined, and that's so important. You don't get that everywhere, not in the big cities, And I know that people shop and are going to be price sensitive when they buy vehicles. We know that. We're going to be competitive with everybody. But the big differentiator for us is that heart and soul and being there in the community and being part of everything that you do out there. And we're really serious about that, too.
Yeah. Well, we talk about the training that you work through with every employee to make sure that they are well prepared, whether to meet the customer, whether it's on the sales or service side of the house, or for their just on the administrative side of the house in general.
Yeah.
And I know that if you wouldn't have her here if she wasn't fully qualified, ready to go.
Sure. Well, and it's an evolution. I mean, Roxanne started working on phone, setting appointments, kind of learning the car business, and now for a couple months has been out selling cars, and that's another thing we're really working on now is helping create career paths for people, give opportunity to open up opportunities for people, right? I don't know where Roxanne will end up in her life or career. Hopefully we can work together here for a while and benefit from it equally, and she's got to get what she needs out of her job, any job she has, and I, as an employer, I want to get what I need out of it, but together we can accomplish a lot. And so, I really focus on how to help people build careers in our industry, learn things they're interested in, develop their potential. If it can work together for both of us, it's a great thing, and it's very powerful.
Well, talking about the tournament a little bit, are these going to be area teams playing, or country? Or
they're going to have you're going to have multiple state champions and high school programs in this area. You've got Bartlesville, Dewey, Copan, Barnesdale. So there's a lot of great softball players. And they are going to form a team here locally. They're going to play out at the Price Fields. But you're going to attract some teams from all over this region. The PGF is a national program that hasn't been in Oklahoma before.
Okay.
I was talking to actually Mr. Davis at the middle school at Central, is who I got introduced to this with. He's someone I've known since my kids have gone through Central, and he's a great guy. Hello, Mr. Davis. But anyway, he's out there, but he brought this to my attention, and they're going to have these tournaments. They're going to have maybe a fall college showcase where you're going to have college come and look at the girls that are at this elite level. Mm-hmm. You're going to probably attract teams from all over Oklahoma, Arkansas, up to Nebraska, Kansas, really all over our region. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be pretty exciting and competitive, and we'll see how it goes this year.
Sound like a great deal. That means you're probably going to need some volunteers to help run the thing, too.
I'm sure they will. And, I promised Brian I would get him and the guys that are helping run the program on the radio in the future. So hopefully we'll talk more about that and get a chance to do that. One thing I don't want to forget, I can't believe we're this far into the show and didn't bring up Truck Month, because it is still Truck Month.
Sure. And while Truck Month is a Ford-branded item, I know that Roxanne's got some great trucks, too.
Yeah, we always throw in the Toyota trucks, but it is Ford Truck Month, and there are great deals on the Fords, incredible incentives. On the 2018 F-150, the 2017 Super Duties, we've got 18 Super Duties too, good deals on all those, but the incentives are more focused on the 17s at this point on the Super Duty. But trucks aren't just pickup trucks these days. They go all the way down not to the Mustang, although there's a great deal on a Mustang right now, too, a $3,000 rebate on Mustang. So
nice.
While it's not a truck, there's a great deal. But Explorers are on sale, Edges, and like the Highlander on the Toyota side, the Explorer has been really hot lately. We didn't have many last year for a long time. We kept selling them as we got them, and dealer trading for them. But now we've got a few in stock, a really nice selection, and I think I ought to come check it out. That's another thing we do want to mention, and Roxanne and the team do this all the time. While we've got, usually 200 or 300 vehicles on the lot, can't have them all. I think in F-150, there's something like 15,000 buildable configurations.
Oh, yeah, all the packages, of course.
And so you may want something that's in there. Mm-hmm. We will go get it for you. And I talked to one of the salesmen, and he was trying to find a Nissan Murano with under 50,000 miles. It had to have be exactly this color, exactly this trim. It had to have all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's doing that for one of our local customers, just trying to get that exact vehicle and scouring the earth looking for that car. Well, and, you know, that's what we do. We're gonna do anything we can to help you.
They're emphasizing the word service and customer service.
That's right. Well, yes. You know, as we talk on the show all the time, that is really what it's about. You know, I think our business is becoming more of a kind of a hospitality business than we perceive it. I mean, a lot of what we do is nuts and bolts, fixing things every day, working, changing that oil and stuff. But if we're not focused on taking care of you, we're going to be left behind. So yeah. It is about taking care of our people, making sure we listen and take care of you.
Sounds like mm-hmm. a great deal. And, of course, you know, while we haven't had the really cold weather, this is the time we're in that transition period of sub-30-degree temperatures mm-hmm. in the morning and mm-hmm. then 70 in the afternoon.
It's kind of a rough time on cars with
really
all the changes. You know, uh-huh. you're coming out of winter. You know, your things like the tires, the battery, all that are affected by weather changes and temperature changes. So you want to make sure you're taking care of your battery, that you're checking your tires and your brakes. You know, those things are, you know, you may have, especially with these big temperature changes, you may have your tire light come on. Mm-hmm. If you have a vehicle that doesn't have a tire light, let's talk about that. You need to check the air pressure in your vehicle, because the big temperature changes can change the pressure in your vehicle.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If you fill it up when it's cold and then it gets hot, it's going to change. The air pressure will evolve, and that's just the nature of air in tires.
Yep.
We have a product that we can put in your tire that kind of minimizes that, and we put it in all our vehicles on the lot is nitrogen in the tires.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice product. If you want to do that, we can install that in there too. So,
okay, so it's just part of what you do for service, starting with the $9.95 oil change, but also that low-priced tire guarantee, the low-priced brake guarantee, that mm-hmm. sort of thing on the service drive. And then when you get people like Roxanne looking for you for the either brand new or used vehicle mm-hmm. On the lot, or maybe just down at the truck ranch, you're going to be there all the way around.
Truck ranch has been doing great.
That's
Albert
great.
Down there has really done well. And we're, you know, I knew it would. That lot is always, when Carl Sumter had that lot, it was a great used mm-hmm. truck lot. We've got a great selection of trucks down there. You know, a lot of our used trucks we put down there now. You know, and I think a lot of times people might not look for a Nissan truck at a Ford or Toyota dealer.
Not the first thing
that
comes to
mind.
But
we've got two Nissan trucks down mm-hmm. there, and you can see them now. They're on the corner, so that's pretty cool. Roxanne, tell us a little bit about the other Toyota deals that are going on, and what's your favorite Toyota?
What is my favorite Toyota? Huh? That's a hard one. Well, I think I'm going to have to go with the RAV4 or the Camry. It's really a hard choice. If uh-huh. I'm going SUV, I'm going to go RAV4. Uh-huh. If I'm going sedan, I'm going to go Camry.
That new Camry is awesome, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
It
really
just has everything.
It blows people's minds.
It really
when you
does.
Put them in it, and they're like, oh, I'm styling now.
They really do. And the great thing about actually both of those vehicles right now is we have deals where you can get 0% APR. For those vehicles.
Wow.
With the Camry, it's for 60 months and you actually get a $500 cash bonus. And with the RAV4, it's for 72 months and as well, you can get a $500 cash bonus on those.
And the other differentiator, because those incentives actually all Toyota dealers in our region have, but only Dungis has the Dungis difference, which mm-hmm. is the 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty that comes at no additional cost to you on all those Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns we've been talking about. If you buy a new car at Dungis, you get that peace of mind that you're going to have a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty that's going to back up the manufacturer's warranty at no additional cost to you. And we do that just for you and just to differentiate us from the other dealers.
And
if it comes down to that price and we're getting competitive, okay, their dock fee is higher. In Tulsa, you might pay $250, $300 on a dock fee. Here, we're going to pay $89.95.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do documentation on your vehicle. You do want to get your title, usually. and so there's some extra cost in that
yep.
that we do charge for now. That's kind of the industry standard. No, not every dealer does it, but it's one way to do it. But the big difference is the 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, and that's something that we do just for your peace of mind. We want you to keep your vehicle. We know most people do, and we want it to work for you. Yeah. And those things, when they break, they can, in today's vehicles, can be awfully expensive.
Here, I thought you were going to say the dungeous difference is Roxanne.
Well, that too.
Well, definitely. I mean, hey, I'm always here to help you guys out.
Well, thank you very much, Roxanne. Nice to have you on this morning, and we're getting to know the people that we see every day when we go down to Dungeness. That's great.
Well, thank you so much. It's been awesome being here with you guys.
It's a fun time. We get to talk about what goes on at the dealership and, yep, of course, the history of the dealership as a corporate citizen and all the different things.
I want to say thank you to Bartlesville for passing the GEO bond. All four. That is such a great thing for our community. I'm so proud of our community. I think this is going to be a really big step for us. And I'll let you finish the show there.
But just real quickly, now home of the 995 oil change, DungeousChoice.com. And that's our car talk for this morning.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.